Fresh Direct is getting $128 million in government subsidies to build a 500,000-square-foot distribution center in the South Bronx. The company says that will allow it to expand its food delivery service to parts of Westchester, Connecticut, and New Jersey. But WNYC's Dan Tucker reports that customers living next door to the new facility cannot order from Fresh Direct, and they worry that won't be changing anytime soon.
The Bronx is the poorest borough in the city and has the highest unemployment rate. So it's no surprise that a recent deal with Fresh Direct has focused on one thing.
Fact of the matter is that number one is jobs.
That's Marlene Cintron, president of the Bronx Overall Economic Development Corporation, one of several city and state agencies giving money to the online grocer to keep it in New York. The company says the facility along the Harlem River, set to open in 2015, will create about 1,000 jobs and retain thousands more. The city says the deal will generate $255 million in economic activity over 25 years. That's long-term, but in the South Bronx today, there are pressing problems. Cecilia DePass stands on 138th Street and talks about some of them.
Everything around here is frozen. It's not, the fruits are not sweet, you know, like they should be.
She says that's because the South Bronx is neglected.
I'm not trying to sound prejudiced, but the white people get the good stuff before the poor people do, the white rich people.
Other Bronx residents are asking why Fresh Direct delivers to only 4 of 27 zip codes in the borough, all 4 near the Westchester border. And they resent the idea of seeing the company's orange and white trucks moving through Mott Haven without making local stops. Michael Johnson is a member of Bronx Community Board 1 and owns a home near the planned warehouse.
If you wanted to locate your plant here, where you can get all kind of great subsidies and grants from our tax dollars, you should at least deliver to and service the community that you're trying to reside in.
Fresh Direct CEO Jason Ackerman says customers in the Bronx have not been clamoring for his goods.
We absolutely would be in the Bronx. And, you know, we've always felt that the Bronx has not wanted our service, and we've seen over time that there's been no natural request for our service.
Ackerman says the company will keep trying to serve more of the Bronx, even though government officials are not insisting on it.
It actually did not come up in the negotiation, and so it wasn't really a big topic that we discussed.
The grocer did sign a pledge with the Bronx borough president, saying it would look into offering its organic asparagus and locally grown tomatoes to nearby residents. Marlene Cintron of the EDC calls that pledge binding, but concedes that if the requirements aren't met, her group would not necessarily pull back the $4.5 million it's giving to the project.
It depends on, I mean, if they do 7 out of 10, you know, if there are articulable reasons why they haven't done others, you know, then, I mean, there's no absolutes.
Michael Johnson says that makes the pledge non-binding. He says the residents in his neighborhood struggle with obesity and diabetes at some of the highest rates in the city, and fresh food would help.
We do definitely need assistance from people who are profiting from being here.
The Bronx EDC says it will soon meet with Fresh Direct to talk about bringing more of its food to people living next door to the company's new facility. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.